It's a book full of roses, and each rose has a story prompt and a symbol. So it's intentionally has red roses. It has pink roses, which is more friendship. It has yellow roses, more affection. White roses, purity. So it's, like I say in the book, write love letters to everybody. Write love letters to people who are gone, people who everybody in your family. But it all came back from my upbringing in Portland, Oregon, just having roses around all the time. And my mother always told me when I was little, she said, write down your stories, write dear love to everybody. And I think she, being a single mom, I think she realized boys have a harder time expressing their emotions. So I think she knew that. So she had me writing letters to everybody all the time.
So this has been a part of your life, writing love letters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There are love letters strewn all around the world. And to romantic friends, family.
And you mentioned that this book in particular was motivated by a request.
Ex-partner of mine, Romanian, Juana, she came to me a few years ago and said, would you please, she was reading some of my old love letters I'd sent her, and she said, would you please teach men how to write love letters? And so I said, okay. So I, in Bali, where I live half the year, I had a workshop on Valentine's Day. 30 people showed up, and half the people wrote to partners and friends, but other half people wrote to people who died. And that was interesting to me. And now, almost every workshop I do, half the people write to someone who's died.
Could you tell me about the technique that you share?
One of the questions is, what surprised you about the person? What do you see in this person that they don't see in themselves? So it's these interesting triggers. And the workshop, the one we'll be doing Monday, is I play 3 love songs. And so there's 3 meditations just on love songs, while you think about this person. And then it's all backstory. And then I lead you linearly, in a linear way, all the way through to the letter.
Is there a wrong way to write a love letter?
No. There really isn't. There's really, if it's true, it's a love letter. It doesn't have to follow any of those. It could just be one sentence. Mm-hmm. So I think part of it is we don't really express our love sometimes in the way that we can. And that's the part of this love letter book.
What are your thoughts about incorporating humor into expressions of love?
Oh, for sure. Oh, absolutely. I think the story prompts are just to give people a baseline. Because when they say, when you say 3 of the most memorable moments you have with this person, it could be the silliest thing in the world. And many times that's, to me, is some of the things I think when I love somebody is something they did that was so silly, or even a mistake they made. You know, there's an old saying that you change, your life changes in love when you stop loving somebody for who they are and you start loving them for who they're not. And I think there's a certain wisdom in that. And some of the love letters that I've seen people write, they'll write something and you say, that could be a negative thing, but it really isn't, because it's something human. And I think that's, we become better when we can love somebody for their human foibles.
Why do you feel it is important for people to know how to write a good love letter?
Because it makes them happy. And I've seen it over and over again in my workshops where somebody comes up and goes, God, I wanted to write this letter for 15 years. For me, I think our emotions, if we don't close things with love letters in some way, even with people we love, even if there isn't an issue, it's our lives just get cluttered. It's like a cluttered room. But if we put it there, I had a friend who was alienated me, or we were alienated for years, and I wrote him a love letter just about our friendship. And I said, if I don't talk to you for 7 years, I'll still be your friend. 7 years after I sent that letter, he called me. And I was like, cool. Yeah. But the love letter, and actually writing a love letter, even if you can do it in a cursive way, changes the emotion of it, I would say.
So actually physically writing with a pen and a paper.
What a concept.
Oh, man. Okay, so this Monday is your workshop.
Yeah, Monday at the library, 6:30 to 8.
And the proceeds from the workshop, if people want to donate.
If they want to donate, half the proceeds go. So if you, for $30, you get a love letter book, and you get a hand-carved Balinese rose that people around town see me wearing them all the time. And but you don't have to make a donation. You don't have to do anything. Just come and write a love letter. Don't feel you have to make a donation at all. It's important to write a love letter. I don't have expectations. I think what happens in these, what I've seen is, it's very revealing to the people who come. Everybody has revelation. And some people have resistance. But if you go and do it, it's life-changing. It really is.